ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्ते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतपृच्छति द्वैपायनो विरहकातया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दीर्घराधे My millions of humble obeisances. In the Lord's sight of my Gurudev, O Vishnu Pad Sishman Bhakti Pradhyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Now we are explaining about Bhakti, and I am giving so much. So many stages of bhakti. Up to Prahlad Maharaj, we have finished. And he is in the category of Jnani Bhakti. He is Mahabhagavat. No Anna Vilas. Even Anna Vilasita. And not his bhakti is not covered by Gyan, Karma, Yoga, Tapasya, and anything. And he always praying. And he is realizing Parabrahma, that Krishna is Parabrahma, Nisinga Devi is Parabrahma. And that is why he is so powerful. And he is transcendental. So he has no appetite. Nothing to serve him. But he will serve like father and mother. Anyone cannot kill him. He never thought that I should massage his feet. No need. So this, that he always thinks about the appearance of his Supreme Lord. There is something lacking which has been not told in the Parigasa. The definition is not fulfilled by his activity. What is lacking? He cannot use his all senses in the service of Krishna. Because his Lord never becomes
hungry, thirsty, tired,
nothing. So only he can pray and meditate him. Only this. He can be in association, but always he is involved in appearance of Nisringadev or his Lord. So many things are lacking in this. He cannot use his all senses in the service of his Lord. So, more than this, Ambarish Maharaj is somewhat nearer what has told in the definition. He has no desire other than bhakti, to serve Krishna. and his bhakti is not covered by gyan, karma, yoga, tapasya, astrology or anything. He has no worldly desire. Only he has desire to serve Krishna. Not only desire, but he used his all senses in the service of his Lord. Who is his Lord? For Prahlad Maharaj, though it has been told Krishna word, but Nrisimhadev. Opulence cannot go to Vrindavan, Braja, and Krishna Nandanandan, Brajesh Nandan. How he can touch? What about Ambarish Maharaj Vishi? He gave all his senses, head to do pranam, mind to think and meditate Krishna, tongue to glorify Krishna and chant to remember Hare Krishna and all. Especially he was in, one seat was in Vrindavan, Mathurapuri, and he used to travel in
whole Brajamandal,
whole 20, no,
84 process.
12, but prominent everywhere. So you can decide that who was his worshipable deity, Krishna. I think that he would have heard the glories of gopis. When he will go to Govardhan Pat, he will meditate. When he will go to Radha Kund, what he will meditate. Pranath Maharaj never can, and he cannot come. So we see, oh, though he is not liberated, and Prahlad Maharaj is liberated, but yet his grounds are so much high that even being not liberated, he is of some high stage of bhakti. In sadhana bhajan he is doing, and up to bhava, rati was there, shuddha sattva. So very soon he will follow gopis, and then very soon he will achieve prema bhakti of prajna. So he is most superior. But yet, there is something. Want to do so many things, but he is sadhak, not siddha. Or he may at any time go to Braja in Prakat Leela, and there he may have a birth of gopi, and there he will practice something, and by the association of Nitya Siddha gopis, oh, he may enter in Krishna. There is some sambhavana.
Possibility.
Possibility. But yet something is, he has not told that I am in the guidance of Rupa Manjari. But by hearing he may have, but still no. Then premi bhakta, he was suddha bhakta. Can you tell something about Ambarish Maharaj? Brief?
Brief, yes.
Yes. How he was there?
Section related of the Rupa Kamala. Difference between Vivasa and Abhirish.
Also, first tell his history, life history, and then.
Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Adnantam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Maha. Although Srila Gurudev has given all of the deep Siddhantic and philosophical conclusions on the story of Sri Ambarish Maharaj, he has ordered me to speak a little something. He's given me some remnant to chew on that he has given us. So Maharaj Ambarish was incredibly opulent and ruler of the whole planet during Satya Yuga. And yet although he was owning all things, and beautiful wife, palace, children, everything, still he realized, oh, this whole world is nothing but like a dream. It will all pass away very quickly. So he was not attached. So even though he was a householder, he was exemplary Vaishnava, Puttam Mahabharat. And the story of history of Maharaj Ambarish and how he was saved from the curse of Durvasa is very interesting because it sets up a number of dynamics. One is the difference between the bhakta and the yogi. Durvas, a very powerful mystic yogi. If he wanted to curse you, become a crocodile, immediately you became a crocodile. If he wanted to kill you, immediately he could do that. And we know from so many instances he was in expansion of Shiva, so he was easily angered and also easily pleased. So he could also give very nice benedictions, like he gave the benediction that whatever Radharani would cook would taste like nectar. And this set up a situation where Mother Yasoda insisted that Radharani cook for Krishna. So Durvasa has an important role to play in Krishna's Leela. At this time, he also played a role. Maharaj Ambarish had been fasting from Kartik to Kartik, observing all strictly Ekadasis and Dvadasis. So after 1 year of observing in Madhavan, in his palace in Mathura on the bank of Jamuna, this Ekadasi, it came time to break the fast. And he fed sumptuously all the Brahmins and gave so many cows in charity. And then, just as he was supposed to break his fast, Durvasa showed up. Now, as an uninvited guest. In Vedic culture, uninvited guest is treated as good as God. So first he worshipped Durvasa and then offered him some also prasad. But Durvasa said, first I want to do my duty, snan, take bath in Jamuna, do my meditation, then when I come back I will honor. So now another interesting point. Maharaj Ambarish was faced with a dilemma. While Durvasa was taking his time, he was meditating in the water, the time came to break his fast. And if, as we know, Ganesi Paran, if you don't break it on the right time or before the time, then the effect of your Ekadasi is ruined. So he, but at the same time, if he took before his guest, then this would also be a transgression of Vedic culture and a sinful activity. So himself consulted with his advisors, they couldn't come up with a solution, but he himself came up with a solution that if I just take a drop of charanamrit water from the Lord, bathing of the Lord, that morning he'd done a Mahabhishek of the Lord, then it's said in the scriptures that to take water is eating and not eating. So in this way he would break the fast and not break the fast. Also, we learn if we don't take anything, then we can break with water. So he had a dilemma here. Of the two, which was more important? To transgress or make some offense to Bhakti Devi or to ordinary dharmic to a guest? So here we see he chose better not to offend Bhakti Devi herself. Kadasi is Bhakti Devi herself, Krishna himself also. So in this way, when Durvasa realized that Ambarish had broken the fast, he became very angry. He came back and he said, oh, you have no culture. You're not a devotee at all. And he took one of his dreadlocks, and throwing it down on the ground with a curse, it became Pritcha, a very fiery demon, and went to attack and kill Maharaj Ambarish. Now another difference comes up between the bhakta and the yogi. Although Durvasa was so powerful, and Maharaj Ambarish, like a human being, not exhibiting these powerful mystic powers, Maharaj Ambarish just remained very humble and very peaceful and stood his ground and prayed to the Lord without any fear. At that time, the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord came and smashed that demon into pieces and then began to go after Durvasa. So did Durvasa hold his ground? Was he peaceful? Not at all. He became very fearful for his life. So here's another difference between the yogi and the bhakta. The bhakta is always assured of the Lord's protection, and he has no need for himself, like Prahlad Maharaj, to try to defend himself. But the yogi, in spite of all his austerities and hardness and powers and mystic powers, when he's faced with a situation, he became very fearful for his own life. So Sudarshan began to chase Durvasa through all the three worlds. He visited Brahma, said, "Please give me shelter." Brahma said, "Whoa, Sudarshan's kind of hot, and I can't do anything to protect you. Please, you better go before it causes trouble here." So Sudarshan, in a moment, can kill Durvasa. But the Lord wanted to glorify his devotee and use Durvasa to illustrate these points. So it was always just behind him, you know, like a bus singeing him and scorching him just at the tail. So it kept moving. Next, he went to Lord Shiva's abode. Same, Lord Shiva, his expansion, like brother of Shiva. Shiva said, "I cannot help you. Even myself, at the end of the annihilation of the universe, I also fear for what will happen. The glance of the Lord will destroy the whole universe. And we ourselves cannot understand how his illusory potencies work. You'd better go directly to the Lord himself in Vaikuntha and take shelter there." So Durvasa, he's so powerful, he could even go into Vaikuntha. There he met the Lord and fell at his feet, "Please protect me from your discus, Sudarshan." Lord Narayan said that the devotees are in my heart, and I am in the heart of my devotees. I'm completely dependent upon them, and I'm controlled by them. Actually, I don't know anyone else but my devotees. So, in this way, the Lord instructed him, "If you want to get free from the offense to my pure devotee, I can't even save you. You must go to that devotee and beg forgiveness." So this is also a very important teaching. We should be very, very careful not to offend Maha Bhagavats, because this will have a devastating effect on our spiritual life. And if we do inadvertently commit offense, then we should, like the Lord is instructing Durvasa, go to that devotee and fall at his feet and ask his forgiveness. So Durvasa went back down. Now for Durvasa, this whole time had passed very quickly, relativity of time and space. But back on earth, it had been one whole year. And Maharaj Ambarish was so, as a devotee, was so soft-hearted. He was feeling so badly that because of him, Durvasa was being harassed by Sudarshan. That he was praying the whole time, "Oh please, my Lord, don't harm this Durvasa." So it was actually the prayers of Ambarish that were keeping Sudarshan from killing him, Durvasa. When Durvasa fell at Ambarish's feet, Ambarish offered beautiful prayers to Sudarshan, and he disappeared. So now Durvasa was saved, and he said, "Now I see the glories of the devotees of the Lord." For a tiny offense, he took a drop of water. So that he could observe the rules of bhakti and ekadasi, Durvasa became offended and angry. And yet, when he went to try to kill Ambarish with a fiery demon, Ambarish prayed for his safety. This is the devotee. He's not taking on himself. So many lessons are there in this Upakhyan, or history of Maharaj Ambarish, and we should meditate and deliberate on them very seriously. And just to summarize, Gurudev has made the point that although Maharaj Ambarish is sada, in other words, he's in a form that's not his eternal form. He will eventually achieve a gopi form in Prakat Lila. And although he's not born perfect, he's practicing the angas of devotion actively, whereas Prahlad Maharaj was born siddha, perfect. Ambarish's position is higher. An example can be given of, like, which is more powerful, a baby lion cub or a big, strong German shepherd. Big German shepherd is. But one day, the baby cub will be bigger, better, and stronger than the German shepherd. So Maharaj Ambarish's devotion will fructify to Gopi Bhav praying for Krishna praying, whereas Prahlad, his love is has some Aishvarya Gyan, knowledge of the opulence of the Lord, and he has no particular Ishtadev. So in this particular instance of bhakti, we can also look at the Ishtadev that they're worshipping. For Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord may appear in the form of the Sringa, and he recognizes him in that way. He may appear as Vamanadev to his grandson Bali, and he appears, "Oh my Lord, I now see you in this form and recognize you." So he has no particular deep mamata or attachment for a particular Ishtadev, which is also a symptom of higher grade of bhakti, so therefore Ambaraj Amrish is considered to be a Shuddha Bhakta.
Thank you. So, now some higher rank, Hanuman is called Premi Bhakta. Amrish Maharaj is sadhak. He is meditating the past times of Krishna. And Hanuman what doing? Being in Vaikunth planet himself, whole day and night, 24 hours serving Ram. In so many ways. Sometimes he has some opulence, sometimes not. Sometimes Aishwarya, but always Madhurya Bhav, Das Bhav. Hanuman, what doing? You should explain something in a brief. Very brief. I want to touch Kopich.
चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. सो श्री गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी डिस्कस अबाउट प्रेमी भक्त हनुमान जी. फर्स्ट वी हैव टू नो व्हाट इज प्रेम. आवर पूर्वाचार्य जोसेफ एक्सप्लेन सम्यक् मस्ति नितो शान्तो ममतावति सयांगित भावसैव संग्रात्मा बुधै विमानि गद्यते. व्हेन सम्यक् मस्ति नितो शान्तो, व्हेन हार्ट विल बी वेरी स्मूथ एंड व्हेन भाव विल मोर मैच्योर एंड पॉजिटिवनेस और माइनस विल कम टू मच दैट ही इज माइंड. इन भावावस्था Mindedness is there, but not too much, not condensed form. But in Premavastha, that mindedness or possessiveness is too much there, and heart becomes so smooth. If this type of bhakti is there, bhavasaiva sandratma budhai premani gaddate, the spiritual scholars, they taught that this is prem. So Hanumanji has prem, possessiveness or mindedness for Sri Ramchandra and his associates. Hanuman never married. Why? Then he had to waste his time for his household life. He could not give 100% attachment for Lord Ramchandra. So he is born Brahmachari. When Lord Ram's potency, Sita is stolen by demon Ravan, and Hanuman went searching for her, and he searched Sita Devi, and gave message of Lord Ramchandra, and he became very angry. Oh, demon Ravan kidnapped my mother Sita Devi. Hanuman burned a whole Lanka, which was made of gold. He burned it completely. Prior to that, when Lord Ram and Lakshman was coming to search about Vibhishan, then Hanuman brought him them. Put Ram and Lakshman on all of both of them, each is soldiers, and came to Kiskindha. Once, when Lord Ram invaded Lanka, to third invaded Lanka, to bring his rear to cross the ocean, Hanumanji, help of Nol and Neil and others, they made a bridge. They're writing name on the stone, Ram Ram, and putting their getting together and made a bridge. Once Lord Ramchandra thought, oh, these monkeys, they're making bridge, taking the help of my name. Okay, I can try. So Lord Ramchandra took some pebbles and went under a bush, and he threw one pebble, sink in the water, and second also. In the meantime, Hanuman came back with a very huge stone for the made the complete the bridge. He could not find Lord Ramchandra. Where is my Prabhu? Then he made his body very huge and he saw Lord Ramchandra is behind a bush. He jumped from there, arrived there. Lord Prabhu, what are you doing? Lord Ramchandra, no, no, nothing. Go away and do your own job while your own messing. Oh Prabhu, please tell me what you are doing here. No, 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 nothing, you can go. But Hanumanji, very determined to know, then Lord Ramchandra told Hanuman, all of you, taking the help of my name, making a bridge and telling Ram Ram, so I want to test, if I throw a stone, it will float or sink. Then Hanuman began to smile, oh Prabhu, we are taking the help of your name, so stones or rocks are floating on the water. To whom you give up, how they can float? If they must go fall down, so it's going down to the ocean. Not possible. In same way, if Asya Bhagavan, Sadguru Pad Padma, or Bhagavan give up anyone from his heart, it never is survived. So we have to be very careful. We should not do any offense, lotus feet of Vaishnavas, and to neglect Gurudev. Another pastime of Hanumanji, when Lord Ram returned to Ayodhya with Sita Devi and Lakshman. One day, Sita Devi was making a lap with Varmilan, etc. Hanumanji came, told Mother, what are you doing? Sita Devi replied, my dear son, I am putting sindur with Varmilan. What purpose? Sita Devi told, your father, Lord Ramchandra, will long life. Really? Yes. Hanuman went away. And Sita Devi dressed herself and went to royal assembly and took her seat next left side to Lord Ramchandra. Hanumanji, when Sita Devi came out from her dressing room, Hanuman entered there, took all sindur, mixed with oil, and put her whole and smear his whole body and he completely reddish and came to royal assembly. Seeing Hanumanji, Lord Ramchandra, Lakshman, Bharat, all are laughing, and Sita Devi hiding her face under his veil, smiling. Sita Devi understood the whole fact, what he did. Lord Ram said, Hanuman, why you dressed yourself like red today? Then Hanuman told, if my mother put a little bit sindur on her head, then you will be long life. So I want you to be long, long, long life. You never be disappeared from this world. So I put all sindur on my mother, on my whole body. So still ever you see Hanuman is red color. So it's called Sindure Hanuman. Moreover, one day, Sita Devi, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, they held a meeting and told, this monkey rendering all services, we have no chance to render any service. So we have to quit his service and we shall distribute it among ourselves. So Sita Devi took charge of night service and Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, three brothers, they distributed among themselves other service. Next day when Hanuman came, there is no service left over for him. Hanuman requests to Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna and Sita Devi, please give me a tiny bit service. They told, you have served so much, no need to serve more, no, there is no left over any service. He said, okay, then I can only click when Lord Ramchandra is young. But the symptom of Bhagavan, there is no yearning, though no tiredness, no laziness, so it's not possible. So they go, okay, you can do, no problem. But they not give any chance to Hanuman stay in royal palace. Hanuman went out of royal palace, sitting under a tree and only clicking. And mind is chanting, Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. And other hand, Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra is yearning and yearning. Sri Lakshman, Sri Bharat, Sri Shatrughna and Sita Devi could not render any service. Is not taking anything, doing nothing, only yearning. Then they understood it must be done by that naughty monkey. Then all of them came to Hanumanji. Oh Hanuman, what are you doing? Only Ramchandra yearning and yearning. Hanuman told, what can I do? Because you kick me out and quit my all services, only give this menial service. I don't know when Lord Ramchandra will learn, because I'm out of palace, under a tree, so I don't want to miss any chance. So I'm clicking, so I don't want to miss the chance. Then they call him again, advisor of Lord Ramchandra, and again engage his service.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Very good. I want to explain all these things in brief so that we can glorify most higher type of Premi Bhakta. Not Bhakta, we will explain. You can tell about Prem Par Bhakta and compare their bhakti with Hanuman. In brief,
Om Ganati Marandasa Gyanandana Salakaya Chakshur Nuritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Gurudev wanted me to speak about Prem Parabhakta, the next category of devotee, superior to Hanuman, is called Prem Parabhakta, and the devotees in that category include the five Pandavas, Yudhisthira Maharaj, Bhimsen, especially Arjun, who is very close to Krishna, and Nakul Sahadev, and Draupadi. So, you know that Krishna is a very dear friend of Arjuna. How do they associate with each other? Krishna can even become the chariot driver of Arjuna, like his servant. He's driving his chariot, taking care of his horses. Arjuna and Krishna, they can sleep together on the same bed. Once Narad Rishi came to the palace of the Pandavas, and there he saw that Krishna was lying on the bed with his head this end and his feet this end. And Arjuna was lying on the same bed with his feet where Krishna's head is and his head where Krishna's feet are. And on one side, Draupadi was fanning, and on the other side, Rukmini and Satyabhama were fanning. And both were asleep. And as the Arjuna was sleeping, as he was dreaming, the name of Krishna was coming out from every pore of his skin. He was so much absorbed in love for Krishna. When Narad saw this, he began to dance in ecstasy. Arjuna Krishna, Arjuna Krishna, Arjuna Krishna. How close Arjuna and Krishna are. Krishna especially likes Arjuna. Why? Because he very much resembles one Sakha, one friend he has in Vrindavan called Arjuna Sakha. So he has very close friendship with him. In addition to this, they have so many relationships. Krishna can become his chariot driver, he's his friend, he's his advisor also. And when he spoke Gita, he became like Guru, and Arjuna became like disciple also. Not only that, but Krishna arranged that Arjuna should marry his sister Subhadra. Once upon a time it happened that Baldev Prabhu, he wanted that Krishna's sister Subhadra should marry Duryodhan. But no one else wanted it. Vasudev, Devaki, and Krishna, anyone, they were all against this idea, but Baldev is a very strong character, so they would silence, they didn't say anything. But Krishna arranged that Arjuna should come, disguised as a sannyasi. So he came, disguised as a sannyasi, and made a bhajan kutya just outside Dwarka. On the banks of the ocean, outside of Dwarka. So that time, Subhadra, she was feeling very sad, Duryodhan, he wants to arrange my marriage. Sorry, Baldev wants to arrange my marriage to Duryodhan. I don't want to marry him. And she was quite attracted to Arjuna. So then one day, the Subhadra, she dressed up very nicely along with her sakis. She heard the news that one sannyasi was staying just outside Dwarka, and he's very powerful. If you'll give a blessing, then whatever desire you have, it must be fulfilled. So Subhadra, along with her sakis, came there to give some donation and offer pranam to that sannyasi. But what happened? Krishna arranged that just behind the bhajan kutya, Arjuna's chariot was parked there. So when Subhadra came,
Then Arjuna took her quickly and got onto the chariot and was driving away. When Balaram saw this, he became very, very angry. Oh, stop him! We should stop him! We should use force, pull all the army and soldiers and everyone and fight with him. Krishna said, why are you getting upset? This is actually Kshatriya's dharma. At that time, when I stole away Rukmini, you supported me. So why are you going against him now? And in this way, Krishna, he pacified the anger of Baldev Prabhu. And Arjun took away Subhadra. But rather, when the chariot was pulling away, Subhadra was driving the chariot. And Arjun turned around with his bow and arrows and everything to fight all the warriors who were coming. So Krishna said, oh, you are saying that Arjuna is stealing our sister Subhadra, but actually we think that Subhadra is stealing Arjuna because she's driving the chariot and he's firing the arrows. So in this way, Arjuna was married to Krishna's sister.
Also, Krishna told that if the husband of Draupadi, Subhadra, you will kill, then he will be Vinoba.
Yes.
Because by heart she has...
Your sister, you will kill.
But Guru has explained, if you kill Arjuna, who is then your sister will become a widow, widower, because she has completely given her heart to him. So their relationship is already fixed. So in this way, he pacified Baldev Prabhu. So we see that Arjuna is Krishna's Bhagnipati. That means the husband of Krishna's sister. And Krishna is Arjuna's Sala. Which means the brother of his wife. So their relationship is very, very strong. Also, Arjun is the son of Kunti Devi. And Kunti Devi is the sister of Vasudev. And Vasudev is father of Krishna in his Mathura and Dwarka Lila. So in this way, they have so many relationships by marriage and by blood. So Srila Gurudev also ordered me to now compare the devotion of Arjun and the devotion of Hanuman. So in this regard, there's a very beautiful pastime. It happened that once, Arjun, he was traveling on his chariot, and he came on the bank of a river, and there was one very big and strong monkey. He could understand, oh, this is Hanuman. And he said, oh, Hanuman, your Ishtadev, Lord Ram, why did he engage you and so many monkeys in making a bridge across the ocean? This is, if he can easily cross over the ocean, if he can cross by himself, why did he engage you in making a bridge? Hanuman said, oh, my Lord can do anything, but he gave some chance for service for us. Arjun said, so many monkeys made this bridge, I could make the bridge myself in only one moment. I can just get my arrows, and by shooting one arrow, then I can make a bridge, very powerful bridge. Hanuman said, it may be so that you could make a bridge by your arrows, but you know, if you made a bridge by your arrows, it would not be able to withstand the weight of even one of us monkeys. So in this way, they were arguing with each other. So then Arjun, he took up the challenge, and he took his bow and chanted mantra, and he began to shoot his arrows. And in a moment, they were on the bank of a river, he made one bridge across that river from arrows in just a moment. So then Hanuman, this bridge was extremely strong. So Hanuman, he wanted to prove that actually, yes, you could make a bridge by your arrows, but it would not stand the weight of one monkey. So then Hanuman, he quickly went to the Himalayas, and he collected lots of mountains, and he tied one mountain onto every hair of his body. So he was completely covered in mountains on every hair of his body. Then he came back, and when he came back, so big and covered in mountains, then Arjun, he had a lump in his throat. Oh no. And Arjun began to pray, oh Krishna, please protect my honor. Please protect my honor. I am your devotee. And then Hanuman, he came and he put one foot on the bridge. So when he put one foot on the bridge, it was creaking a little, but it didn't break. So that time Hanuman was thinking, oh my Lord Ram, please protect my honor. I am your devotee. So now Hanuman was praying to Lord Ram, and Krishna, Arjun was praying to Lord Krishna. So just then, Hanuman, he was going to put his second foot on the bridge to make it break down. But he looked down, and he saw that all the water in the river had become red. Red. What's this? So then Hanuman and Arjun both, they came down and they went to have a look. And they saw that underneath the bridge, someone was there holding up the bridge. So when Hanuman looked, he saw that his lord, Lord Ramchandra, was there holding up the bridge. And when Arjun looked, he saw that his lord, Lord Krishna, was underneath holding up the bridge. So at that time, then Krishna, he came out and he spoke to Hanuman. And he said, "Oh Hanuman, Arjun is my very near and dear devotee. I also render service to him. So how much more you should also honor and render service to him." And Lord Krishna, he requested Hanuman, "You should serve Arjun by appearing on the flag of his chariot. So when you see the chariot of Arjun, you'll notice that Hanuman is there. And whenever the time is required, then Hanuman will roar very loudly and scare away the enemies of Arjun." So this pastime is there to show us how the Lord, he has so much love and affection for his devotees. He protected the honor of Arjun by stopping the bridge from breaking. And also, if he had not come, then the bridge, it may have broken. So he also was very kind to Hanuman and Arjun both. But at the same time, he personally told Hanuman that, "Oh yes, you are my servant, but the love of Arjun is superior in such a way that even I am his servant. So how much you should honor and serve him." So Hanuman, it's not possible for him to lie on the same bed as his Lord Ramachandra. How is it possible? He doesn't have such intimacy as Arjun can do. Arjun and Krishna, they are very close together. They can laugh and joke with each other. Sometimes Arjun would criticize Krishna, because Kshatriyas, warriors, when they get together, and then they brag about their deeds, how they've saved so many damsels in distress, and how they've killed so many demons. So when it's time for Kshatriyas to give a report of their great activities, sometimes Krishna will strips the truth a little bit. At that time, Arjun will say, "Oh Krishna, how true your words are, how very true," sarcastically. So he can even make some criticism and laugh and joke with Krishna. He's so intimate. But Hanuman, he cannot do that because he has Dasya Bhav. What is Dasya Bhav? In Dasya Bhav, there is Krishna Nishta. The mind is fixed on the Lord. And Krishna Tyag, to give up all types of sense gratification for the service of one's beloved Lord. And in Dasya Bhav, there is mamata, possessiveness. And wherever there is possessiveness, then seva will flow. There will be seva vritti. But Arjun, he's a friend of Krishna. And because he's a friend, he has these ingredients in his love. Krishna nishta, Krishna tyag, mamata, seva. But he has one more thing, and that is called visrambha, intimacy, feelings of equality, and therefore he can serve Krishna more closely than Hanuman.
But yet, Arjun has some defect in his bhakti. It cannot be told. Lackness, but he has sometimes some appliance to Krishna. As what you may know, in the Mahabharata battle, when Krishna showed him in Vasal's form, then he feared. And he began to beg, apologize to Krishna. That I have told you, friend. Actually, you are not friend. You are lords of lords, supreme lord. I have done so many jokes with you. We have tolerated. And it seems that you are my wife's brother. But really, these are not true. You are lords of lords. So excuse me. In future, I will not do like this. So he has some Aswarya mood. But you know that Aswarya mood cannot go to Vrindavan. Always covered by Madhurya. So something is lacking there. If Arjun wants, then he will have to follow Arjun in Braja. Who can climb on the
shoulders.
Arjun cannot.
he can get remains. He can chastise Krishna. And only by name, Krishna has so much affection for us. So there is something. And also, we can take Uddhav of Dwarka. He is the prime minister. He is like Das. He is like advisor. He is general secretary. Everything. More dear than Baldev Prabhu. Even to Satyabhama Rukmani sometimes. But he has nothing to do in Braja. But he is so superior. So Krishna sent him. Why sent? Shyamrani in some
Chaksurumilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on the glory of Sri Uddhavji and to mention why he is superior, a superior devotee than Arjuna even or any of the other previous bhaktas mentioned. Uddhav is called Premator Bhakta, the topmost of all the five stages of bhakti. He's overwhelmed in love of Krishna. Although he's not qualified to be a resident of Vrindavan, Lord Krishna felt him qualified to at least learn something from the Vrijavasis, and particularly from the gopis. Once, when Krishna was sitting up on his rooftop, looking over the Jamuna River to Vrindavan, sitting on his palace roof in Mathura, Uddhav came over and saw Krishna weeping uncontrollably. So Krishna took Uddhav's hand and put his hand in his own hand and addressed Uddhav like his brother. He said, "You are everything to me. You're more dear to me than anyone, more dear to me than Lakshmi, more dear to me in some respects than even Baladev, and more dear than my own self. So you're the only one that I can request to help me in this mission. Go and console our parents, Jashoda and Nanda Baba." So Uddhava thought, "Our parents? That means Krishna is considering me like his real brother." And by saying that Nanda Baba and Jashoda Mai are his parents, Krishna is intimating to me that Vasudeva and Devaki are not his real parents. So Krishna told him that they are practically dying without me, especially the gopis. The gopis are always absorbed in me and keep me on the chariot of their hearts. The only reason that they stay alive is because of my promise to them. Parson me aunga. When I left Braj so many months ago, I told them that I'll be back day after tomorrow. So believing that, even though I haven't come back for some time, still they're keeping alive, only thinking like this. We can't remain alive without Krishna, but if we die and Krishna does come and he sees that we're dead, then he will also not be able to remain alive. So in this way, Krishna is weeping and telling Uddhav that I must do something to console my parents and especially the gopis. So he sent Uddhav ostensibly or externally to console the residents of Vrindavan. But actually his real motive was that I learned how to love from the gopis, from the residents of Vrindavan, but particularly the gopis, and particularly Srimati Radhika, who was my prime guru, who, just like our spiritual master teaches us how to dance, so Radhika's prem teaches me, her dancing disciple, how to dance many novel dances. If I send Uddhav, he's the only one of all of my associates who's qualified to learn what is the meaning of the 2.5 letter word prema. So, as I learned about love in the school of the gopis, I'll also send my dearmost prime minister and friend and brother, Uddhavji. So Uddhav went, Krishna was walking with him to the chariot and staggering and practically falling over and telling Uddhav all the things that he'll be seeing, all the people that he'll be seeing. And finally, Uddhav got on the chariot and Krishna had to be escorted back to his palace because he could barely stand, being so absorbed in glorification of the Vrijvasis and especially the gopis. So Uddhav arrived in Vrindavan sort of evening time. And at first, he saw everything in Vrindavan filled with wonderful opulences, not the lesser opulences that are in Mathura and Dwarka, but the opulences of cows mooing and playing and bulls fighting over cows and cowherd damsels, gopis, making cow dung patties, and everyone rejoicing and singing the glories of Krishna, the peacocks dancing, the birds cooing, and all of a sudden, it was as though a curtain fell over the whole scene, and the entire scene became different. Now, everything was devastated in Vrindavan. The peacocks were not dancing. Even the bumblebees were not flying and humming. Rather, they were rolling on the ground in agony, as were all the other residents of Vrindavan. Seeing that condition, Uddhav went to the home of Jashodamayi and Nanda Baba. There, when he saw Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba saw him, Nanda Baba was overjoyed, though in great agony, to see Krishna's friend. But he couldn't utter the word Krishna because then he wouldn't be able to speak anymore.
Thank you.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Very good. Krishna Deva Bhavan Sambandhi.
Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande.
Samadhi Thank you.
come to the point. After Krishna finished Ras Leela, Vyomasur Bhav, and also Keshi Daitya was killed. And then Narad met with Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are always engaged in the love and affection of Braja. This is never end. But what about all the devotees which are dying for you, only for you? Vasudev and Devkis are in jail. And Kansi is what doing?
Harassing so much.
Harassing so much. You will have to say. Also, you should know, I have come to remind you that Pandava is in very distress, suffering so much. You will have to go and kill the demon and save them. Also, there are so many demons not yet killed, and thus you should kill them and take the burden of earth. For that you have come. You are Supreme Lord. You have forgotten all in Braj Prem. You are independent. But only I can remember, remind you. And then he took his vina and went away. Then Akrur was sent to Braja. Kans realized, I cannot kill Krishna if he is in Braja. If anyhow I can call him with brother Ram in our fort, then easily by the help of so many demons here, we can kill. Very easy. I sent Putana 10,000 elephants power, but he never came to say what happened. Bhimasur, Agasur,
Bakasur,
all I sent them, Dhenukasur, but anyone did not came return back to me. What happened? So we should send anyone who is very near and dear to them. And we should call Krishna and Baldev by trick. If death comes, then you can take a very poisonous snake in your
neck
as a garland, and he will bite and you will die. So, Vinash Kale Viparita Buddhi.
At the time when one is about to die, then his intelligence becomes opposite.
Opposite. No, you should have a phone. Again.
Srila Gurudev is explaining that when a person is about to die, at that time their intelligence becomes reversed and they always think in the opposite way to what is actually true.
We called a very poisonous two snakes. Who were they? One was cobra, black. And one was white cobra. And he called that anyhow we should kill Krishna. And then Akrur, very trickily, he told to Baldev that your real father is Vasudeva Devaki. You should go and save, otherwise Kansa is killing them with his boot. Please, please, you should go. So,
Krishna and Baldev became aswasth. They had a strong belief and they wanted to kill Kamsa. But what happened? Of Gopi, Nanda Yashoda Baldev. He also convinced Nanda Baba that your friend and the younger brother Vasudev is in jail with Devaki. So with help, send Krishna that he will kill Kamsa with his all associates and take Devaki and Vasudev from jail. Also Ugrasen is also Jain who is your pure devotee. So please come to Mathura. Then hearing this, Yashoda took Krishna like baby and he concealed Krishna in his cot, bed,
under
his bed and covered with
cloth.
A cloth. That anyone should not see that Krishna, where is Krishna? Then Akru began to weep louder. And thus he promised that if Krishna will save them, and after that he can return back. So Nanda Baba was also convinced. And then he decided that with Krishna and Baldev, with so many gopis, his friends, Madhumangal, Subal and others, we should go to Mathura. And Krishna will very soon kill Kamsa and we will all return there. But Yashoda was not going to take out Krishna from her bed, weeping. Then Nanda Maharaj pacified her. That I am doing oath, taking oath of Krishna because he is dear. That I am taking Krishna Baldev with me and no one is to check there, stop him. I will bring and give you in your hands. Okay. I am promising. But they were not happy. He also promised, don't think that what Akrur has told that Vasudev and Devaki are father and mother of Krishna. I don't believe. Any Brajvasi cannot believe this. So no question of that Vasudev and Devaki will stop him. Because he is my friend, younger brother, I must help. So I want that, I am promising you that I am taking, as I am taking, I will return back with Krishna and Baldev and I will hand over to Krishna to you. Then Yashoda anyhow pacified all the gopis. She tried, but what became? She began to abuse Nanda and Yashoda. And they began to weep louder. Very bad. Pathetic scene came. So, here Akruj was weeping and they wanted to go there. But when they saw that all gopis are weeping and abusing Nanda and Yashoda, that you are giving our dearest child or beloved in the mouth of a tiger, very ferocious tiger. Consider ferocious tiger. He may kill. Nanda Yashoda, Nanda told, have you seen this boy? How powerful he is? He has lifted in one his finger, Goraj Govardhan. He controlled Kali. Take out and he sent him to Ramana. He went in the mouth of python, Aghasura, and killed him and gave salvation. Brahma and all others, and also Varun, they pray to him. So he is not so
not an ordinary boy.
Ordinary boy that Kulas will kill. So in a day or two, we are going there, and very soon he will kill Kamsa with his all associates and brothers and demons, and we will return back. But he cannot come so. But even when Akru began to weep, then Baldev Prabhu and Nand Baba also, they were, their heart was
melted.
And they agreed that Krishna should be brought to Mathura. Thus, Akrur brought his chariot nearer, and then Baldev Prabhu was standing there waiting, and Akrur also. But when he saw that all the gopis are faint, and then Krishna melted, and again he went to in the kunj with all the gopis and tried to pacify them. Akrur saw that, oh, he is now engaged. What should I? He began to weep bitterly, taking the name of Vasudev and Devi. They are very soon, tomorrow they will be killed. Oh, Krishna, you should save. So again Krishna held on. Then Baldev Prabhu was waiting from him. So Baldev Prabhu and Akrur and Nanda Baba also. So it will be some delay. So we must go. And then Akrur came, and Krishna and Baldev were on the chariot. But gopis, now up till now, they have some shame.
Shyness.
From whom? The superiors, Nanda Baba and the others. Now they became shameless. They gave up all their shameness and everything shyness. And they came to give up their life. Oh, that Krishna is going to Mathura, and without him, how we can
survive
our life? So, weeping, they went on the wheel of the chariot to give up their life. Some took the rein of the horses. Some from some distance. They became faint. They could not come there. And thus pathetic scene was there. Then, again he wanted to come down from the chariot, but Baldev Prabhu and they catch hold their waist, showing that, oh, he is going to be faint, Krishna, out of their love. I am saving him, but actually he was not saving, but he was
holding him
that he should not come down. Anyhow, then Nanda Baba and Baldev Prabhu, they told to Akrur that you should take the chariot very soon. And then all the gopis became faint. Mother Yashoda faint. And then Akrur, what did? Where they were sleeping on the way, and Akrur took his chariot somewhat different, like these and these and that. Anyhow, he crossed them, and after that he took the chariot on the grasses, that
no sign
of chariot going with. And he chabuk lagaya,
whipped
the horses, and horses, and as a air they began to run. And quickly they came out sight of all the gopis. Now anyhow, the other gopis and gops, they also, not gopis, gops, Nand Baba and his yours and Gop Bala. On the bullock horse they followed Krishna. They were the bullock horse, the bulls are also were
running
fast. So they followed Krishna and Baladev Prabhu. And what became of Braj? Even all the birds, all the animals,
peacocks,
that began to pause, always weeping. So you can imagine the states of all the Brajavasis, especially gopis. How? Manro lagena. You can note and explain the meaning.
ओ मन रो लागे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो लागे
All the gopis are weeping and telling. All are weeping and singing like this. The song is very pathetic.
ओ मन रो लागे ना सखीरी मेरो श्याम बिना मन रो
Thank you.
When Krishna Chandra was taken away from Vrindavan by uproar, at that time all gopis are immersed in the endless ocean of separation from Krishna. So just now Krishna's guru was singing the song, Mano Lagina Saki Merasham Bina Mano Lagina. Gopis are weeping in separation from Krishna. Oh, without Sham, Ghanasham, without the beautiful dark Krishna, then, oh, my heart can feel no joy, no happiness at all. In fact, this all the Braj Nagari, all the village of Vrindavan, seems completely empty, completely desolate and meaningless now. All Kunjagali, all the Kunjas of Vrindavan, have appeared like desolate wasteland. There's no happiness at all. Now Shama has gone. Shamasun has gone. Who will make me hear the sweet sound of the flute? Kona sunawe mohe miti miti bongsuri. Krishna used to play so beautifully upon his flute. Who will make me hear this sound now? Kona chawe ganashama bina mandro ladina. Who will make me dance with joy now that Shamsun has left Vrindavan? Now all coward boys, Subha, Sridham, Arjuna, Labanga, Stoka, Krishna, Madhumanga, everyone, all are weeping in separation from Krishna. Now
I was not taking anything.
The cows, they're not grazing grass. And even the bumblebees, they don't take honey from the flowers anymore. They're also rolling on in the dust in separation. The cuckoos don't sing anymore. And the peacocks no longer dance. So all Vrindavan is sinking in separation. Oh, now, what will we do when we go to the bank of Jamuna? Previously, gopis, they're saying, we used to take some clay pot upon our heads. And on the pretext of going to fetch water, we'll go to Pan Ghat. And going there, when we'd come to collect water, Krishna would begin to play upon his flute. At that time, we would become Gyan Shunya, forget everything. And quickly, whether there's water in the pot or water not in the pot, gopis would quickly move in the direction and go for their secret meeting with Krishna. But now, oh, this place, Bhangat, completely empty, no Krishna. So in this way, all gopis and Vrijvasis, they are immersed in the endless ocean of separation, and everywhere becomes completely meaningless, because the only meaning of their life is to serve Krishna and make him happy. And in the absence of Krishna, they feel that their life has no meaning at all.
So all Braj, without Krishna, was sinking in the ocean of separation. What became of Nanda, who was with Krishna in Mathura, with all the gopis? Very soon Krishna killed, and Baldev Prabhu and Krishna killed, comes and all his associates, and get that kingdom to the father of Kamsa. And then he satisfied all. He brought all the Jadavas who had fled from the fear of Kamsa to here and there. He brought them and gave all shelter to them. After that, Nanda Baba was waiting. That felt Krishna will come. Oh, after 2 days, anyhow, he escaped from the control of Vasudev, Devaki and other Jadavas. They began to tell that Krishna is the son of Vasudev and Devaki. You are not the son of Nanda, so you used to, if you will go, we will all die. Krishna became in dilemma. What to do? They are dying and also they will die. Oh, he called Nanda Baba and told, Baba, you should return back. Otherwise, I have promised that I will come very soon. Otherwise, all gopa and gopis will die. So you should go and tell them that, in a couple of days, I will solve all these things. Jarasandha is also coming. I will have to save them. And after saving your friends, very soon I will return back. So you should go. Nand Maharaj told, no, don't do so. Don't. I will die. How I can return back to Braj? I promised that I will bring Krishna and Baldev again, and I will give in your hands to Yashoda. So if I will not fulfill, then what? How I can show my face to them? And also, I will die. All Brajavasi will die. Then he wanted to come with Nanda Baba. But in the meantime, again Vasudev and Devaki began to weep louder. And all Jadvansi, they all came and began to weep that we will die at once. Then Brajavasi will die after some day after, but we will die today. Then he came to Nanda Baba Vasudev and told, Baba, you are my brother, elder brother, like a father. I will not keep Krishna here. I will give Upanayan. Sacred thread to Krishna and Baldev. And I will send very far away to read Vedas and all kinds of knowledge and arts. And after they will return back to Braj. So, as I am giving permission, you also give permission for their benefit. Nanda Maharaj could not speak anything, only weeping. Then anyhow Krishna pacified and grabs him some ornament and some golden cloth that gave it to mother and to all Brajavasi. Oh, he denied to take, but only that Krishna will be happy and very soon return back. So all were like this. When Nanda Baba returned with all the older gopis, then all Brajavasi, especially gopis, Yashoda mother, all running to see Krishna that Nand Baba has returned and he has promised like so. So Krishna will surely come. But when they go, when they saw that Nand Baba, entering in his room, he covered his mouth and became faint. Lie down on the earth, rolling down. Then anyone that did not dare to ask anything, but older gopis told all the history. And then all became senseless. In the meantime, Krishna sent Uddhava. Now, after this, Uddhava came. Krishna sent him to pacify his father, mother, especially his gopis, who are keeping their life, that Krishna has promised that he will come in a couple of days after killing Kansa. So he must come, because what he tells true. His authority of truth. He must come. So they are keeping their life. If they will die, then Krishna will come and see that they have died. Then he will also die. So, in this way, Krishna thought, Krishna now thinking, what to do me? What should I do? Anyhow, he was weeping bitterly. When he returned back from Gurukul, and Uddhava came and taking his hands told, my dear Uddhava, you are very qualified. Being my representative, you should go to Braja and pacify my father, mother, and especially his gopis. Krishna knew that he cannot pacify, but yet he sent. Why? Because Krishna is feeling separation for gopis, and gopis are feeling separation for Krishna. Each other. There are millions of gopis, each other dividing their separation mood and suffering. But in Mathura there was none to pacify Krishna and to know all these things, mysterious things. So Krishna cannot divide his suffering to anyone. Krishna thought that he would go to my school, previous school, where principal is Radhika, my guru, and Vishakha, and Lalita and others are professors of the departments of so many. And there he will learn something about Dhai Akshar Prem, one and two and a half letters of Prem. And then he will be qualified and then again he may return. And then I will tell my heart's feelings. And I will divide. I cannot go to Braja. Why? Oh, there is so mysterious thing. There is no time. Another friend we will again come, then we will do. So in very short I am going to tell, and I told. It is very, very long. Very, very long. Uddhav came in the evening. And he saw that Krishna has told him truth. At the time of coming, I told Krishna, Krishna, I cannot go there. I cannot live there for a couple of days. Or in separation mode. Krishna told that, Uddhava, you should know that I am fully in Braja. Partly in
Mathura.
Very partly. But fully in. So, Krishna withheld. His yoga maya, he showed how was the scenery of Braja when Krishna was there. So no feeling separation he saw by the help of yoga maya. What he saw? He saw that all gopis and gopis in the morning chanting yogas. Remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna, Govinda Damo Dharma Dharmechi
Govinda Damo Dharma
And he saw that all the Gwalbals are very happy and they are waiting for Krishna to going for
cow grazing.
As if Vrindavan was so much beautiful, like previous time when Krishna was there. Lakshmi was also decorating and serving in Vrindavan. He all saw all the scenery when Krishna was there and became very, very happy, and realize that Krishna is partly in Mathura, surely he is in. And then at once, Krishna took the power of the Yogmaya, and again all gopis are, he saw, oh, they are suffering so much, the separation. All are weeping. Subal and Sridham are not going to cow grazing, even going, but cows are not taking even a grass. Cops not taking milk. And so whole bridge was going to be desert. Cows dying and they will die. He saw. Then he came to Nanda Baba. When he heard that Uddhava has come, anyhow he came out of his home. Now first day he has come out of his house, because he was always weeping and concealing his mouth, his face. He came, oh Uddhava, very near, dear friend of Krishna. And then he anyhow pacified him and told anyone to bring something to eat for Uddhava, because he was hungry, whole day fasting. So anyone went to a Brahmin and he took a pass without sweet. Uddhava anyhow, he took full stomach. And when he was satisfied, then Nand Baba began to ask, what? How is my Krishna, my son? But he could not. Shocked he was. Oh, my brother Uddhava.
Vasudev,
he is okay. By luck, Kansa is killed by his own activities. Now he has done. But Uddhava, I am remembering Krishna, how he is. Can you tell? And he became faint. He told that I am going to forget Krishna to Yamuna. But I see that his footprints everywhere. He used to play in the Yamuna with gopis and gopis, with cows. Then again I used to go to Govardhan, but I see that Krishna in the groves of Govardhan, everywhere. He was playing with gopis, Rash Leela and all Leela. So I used to be very restless. Again, here and there, Bandirvan, here, there, but restless. All are telling, remembering me, the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And began to weep loud. Uddhava looked and he told that, he is very high class of brain. I have not seen ever in my life, I have never heard about him. He told that they are very, very fortunate. Even Krishna is Supreme Lord, creator of the universe. And he has become the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. And they are thinking that he is son, but really he is not son. So he told, what should I do? He is weeping. How should I pacify? Then he told Nanda Baba, really you are very fortunate. Hearing this, their tears up in the eyes of Nanda Baba dried. And he began to tell, oh, Uddhav, I thought that you are friend of Krishna and you are very intelligent. But I see that your teeth of
milky teeth
is still there. You have no intelligence at all. To whom what should be told? You don't know even. You are telling me very fortunate. And you are telling that, oh, Krishna is not an ordinary boy. He is not your son, but himself is Supreme Lord. But I am so unlucky, unfortunate. They have lost my son. Now I know, I have known from you that he is Supreme Lord. But he was not satisfied by my love. So he left me and he has gone to Devaki and Vasudev. Oh, in this world only one was God, Father, Maharaj Dasarath. When Ram left to Van forest, then he told Ram, Ram, and he left him. I cannot do. Why? I'm more.
My heart is harder than stone.
The Vajra.
Thunderbolt.
Why I'm not dying? And telling so, he became faint. Uddhav told that, oh, what I have done wrong. But all Shastra tells me to tell so. So I told. He was repenting that why I told. Yashoda weeping whole night, nothing to tell. His voice was checked and she was like mad. Whole night it went. In the morning, Uddhav went to take bath and to do his Sandhya Gajpur. And after that, nearby he saw, oh, in a Kadamba Kunja, Kadamba Kunja. And then he entered and saw gopis. They have never returned back to their homes after Krishna left. They are in that forest, in Kunja of Kadamba. And Radhika was about mad. Tipton Mad was there. Seeing a bee, bumblebee, and he was chastising. Oh, you should go away from here. Don't touch my face. And so many things. Now time is over. If time will come, then tomorrow or day after tomorrow, I will tell something. Tomorrow we are going to celebrate Vyas Puja of my Guru Dev. And day after tomorrow, though it will be third day, but second day, I want to give my Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, and especially to the Prabhupada Saraswati. His birthday is at that day. And tomorrow, birthday of my Gurudev. We will celebrate. You should come. I will come positively. I attend. And we will glorify him, doing aarti, Pushpanjali, and then evening speaking about him. And third day, we will speak about the glories of Srila Prabhupada and Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Gaur Pramanandi. Brahma play, they should come very soon.
Hare Krishna. So today Gurudev given some an initiation. So now Gurudev announce your spiritual name. And tomorrow will be fire sacrifice, 7:30 a.m. And some more devotee has requested for initiation. Initiation will take place tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. So whoever desire for initiation and requested Gurudev for initiation, they must not delay. After 6:30, they positively arrive there at 6:30 a.m. I am requesting Srimad Aranya Maharaj, we should must start Thursday 7:30 a.m. because Buddha will arrive here positively 9:45 between 9:45 to 10. So we must not delay before that to finish first sacrifice. Now we will announce the spiritual name.
We request all the devotees who are called upon to stand up. Sri Guru Dev will announce your new spiritual name. Sankarshan Dasi.
Sulekha Devi ki.
Jai!
Again, he says.
Again? Where is she?
She's there.
Stand up again. Sulekha Devi Dasi.
Sulekha Devi Dasi ki.
Receiving Shiksha. Asta Siri Das Prabhu. Asta Siri Das Prabhu.
Asta Siri Das Prabhu ki.
Yes, Shiksha. Suchandra Dasi receiving Gopal Mantra.
Suchandra Dasi ki jai.
Kara Jones receiving Harinam.
Kamala Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam, Chandravani Dasi Jones.
Chandravali. 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 Oh, Chandravali Devi ki
jai. Jai.
Subhadra Devi Dasi.
Subhadra Devi Dasi ki jai.
Bara Veda Jones.
Prajabalava Devi ki jai.
Chandramukhi Dasi.
Chandramukhi Dasi ki jai.
Terry Barlo receiving Harinam.
Tulsidas. Tulsidas ki jai.
Narayani receiving
Narayani Dasi ki jai.
Mahaprabhu Prabhu.
Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Diksha.
Michelle Mumford Sattva.
Pratima.
Pratima Devi ki jai.
Parameshwari.
Parameshwari Dasi ki jai.
Savita.
Savita Devi ki jai.
Sat Sutan Natox.
Sudhamukhi. Sudhamukhi Devi ki jai.
Krishna Dasi.
Krishna Dasi ki jai.
Jeffrey Ray.
Jadev Prabhu ki jai. Jai Devi.
Keshava Das Prabhu.
Keshav Das Prabhu ki jai.
Chandrakanta.
Chandrakanta Devi ki jai.
Asta Siri Prabhu receiving Shiksha. Michael Grant.
What name?
Madan Gopal.
Madan Mohan Prabhu ki jai.
Madan Gopal
Prabhu ki jai.
David Jensen.
What name?
Dinanath.
Dinanath Prabhu ki jai.
Asta Sakhi, daughter of Madhav Prabhu.
Where?
Oh, okay.
Oh, this little girl, small girl.
And I finish.
Dominic receiving Harinam.
Yeah. What name?
Divakar.
Divakar Prabhu ki jai.
Sachi Mata Dasi.
Sachi Mata Devi ki jai.
Krishna Premavati.
Krishna Premavati ki jai.
Graham Stevens.
Gopi Kanta.
Gopi Kanta Prabhu ki jai.
Parikshit Das Prabhu.
Parikshit Das Prabhu ki jai.
Gopi Devi Dasi.
Gopi Devi Dasi ki jai.
Anil Purushottam.
Anil.
Purushottam. Purushottam Das Prabhu ki jai.
Subal Krishna Das.
Subal Krishna Das Prabhu ki jai.
Leon Bradley.
Lochan Das Prabhu ki jai. Lochan Das.
What announcement to the devotees who are?
More. Yeah. What about Krishna Premavati? Krishna Premavati.
Chandrakanta?
Krishna Premavati.
Chandrakanta, remove the Chandrakanta.
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 And Krishna Premavati from
one announcement quickly. The devotees who are hearing these wonderful lectures and would like to receive them on a daily or bi-daily or at least a few times a week basis, please give your email address to Basanti Dasi. Can you send off Basanti Dasi? Also, there are very beautiful pictures available on the internet from Srila Gurudev's travels, tours, whatever he is, which will also regularly send out new, wonderful, attractive pictures. If you would like to receive those, please also give that information to Basanti Dasi so he can provide you with this wonderful nectar. Well, that is one of
them. I think we all want to.
No? Champaklata Devi, please stand up. Champaklata. What is the name Champaklata?
Champaklata Devi ki jai.
Krishna Premavati. Krishna Premavati. From New Zealand, Krishna Premavati.
He
did?
Yes.
I didn't know. Okay.
So just a quick announcement before the play. I think we all owe a great debt of gratitude to the Mawilambas Sangha. All the devotees here worked very hard to put on this festival for us. They're the only sangha I know that every year doesn't charge anything to anybody for anything, and we rely strictly on your gracious donations. So if you have anything to help, please see Braj Balabha Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Chandramukhi, or Tarun Krishna if you'd like to support this project so that every year it can be held like this on a voluntary basis. Thank you.
Begin.
All those who haven't shaved their heads for the fire sacrifice tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., please, gentlemen, please shave your heads.
Come this way. Come. Make space. Come on.